AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual.
Deborah Rodriguez. Police in Albuquerque have arrested a man who ran for state office in November and lost. They say Republican Solomon Pena was convinced he was cheated, so he hired four hitmen to shoot up the homes of local Democratic officials. Correspondent Scott McFarland has more.
Police say in one case, Pena went with the men to the home of a state senator and tried to use an AR handgun, but that it malfunctioned. Officials say another man shot into the house, including into the bedroom of the lawmaker's daughter.
No one was injured in any of the shootings. Police in Tulare County, California, suspect a drug cartel was behind the shooting deaths of six people in and around a Central Valley farming community. Among the dead, a six-year-old baby and her teenaged mother. Patty Guzman lives nearby.
Who goes into a house and massacres a bunch of people? Yeah. Who does that?
Last week, police say they executed a search warrant at the home and seized guns, pot, and methamphetamine. Weeks of deadly storms are winding down in California, but the danger remains. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports from Ojai.
Marjorie Cruz and her husband woke up to the roar of cascading mud slamming into their Berkeley, California home of more than 20 years.
It was very terrifying when it started because it's trees and debris.
Mud piling up to their roof, breaking through their home and flowing into their backyard, wiping out their patio and shed.
It's pretty sobering. You know, 23 years, we haven't seen anything. I haven't seen anything like that here where it's actually taken out a home.
Officials in Memphis say police officers involved in the death of a black man after a traffic stop will be disciplined. CBS's Elise Preston spoke to Tyree Nichols' stepfather, Rodney Wells.
What do you want from Memphis police today?
We need your videos, your body cams, any type of video of the incident released. We want justice. We want the officers to be charged with murder.
Police claim they tried to pull Nichols over for reckless driving, but he eventually ran away. They say they took him to a hospital after he complained of shortness of breath. Jury selection gets underway today in Elon Musk's trial on securities and fraud charges over a 2018 tweet about the possibility of taking Tesla private. An investor sued after it sent the price of company stock into a tailspin. The NFL's wild card round is a wrap, and it's bad news for Tom Brady.
Prescott, end zone touchdown, Dallas. Schultz's second of the night.
Cowboys QB Dak Prescott threw four touchdown passes in last night's 31-14 victory over the Bucs on ESPN. Brady shut out in the first half of a playoff game for the first time since 2001. This is CBS.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
4 Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Wisconsin Republicans want to put welfare on April ballot statewide. The Senate takes up the advisory referendum bill today. The proposed question would ask if able-bodied childless adults should have to look for work in order to get public benefits. It hardly matters since jobless Wisconsinites already have to look for work to get food stamps and unemployment. The move is seen as a way to drive voter turnout for conservatives running for state Supreme Court. Dozens of people are pressing state lawmakers to keep the UW-Platteville campus in Richland Center open. State Senator Howard Markwine tells Civic Media he wants to keep the campus open, but says the university's president didn't ask him. The Richland campus is set to close at the end of the spring semester. In sports, the Bucks host Toronto tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake, always streaming at WAUK Radio.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a great party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love.
844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Connor. How you doing, man?
We're doing all right, Earl.
You know, man, I still, after all these years, man, I still almost don't believe that I get to do what I'm doing, you know, over these airwaves. And even from the first time that I ever got to do a talk radio show, I didn't believe it then, as I almost don't believe it now, that I'm doing this, man. It's an unbelievable reality. Again, that without having any training in radio, never had any training or experience, and the fact that I was given an opportunity to even begin to do radio, and the fact that I'm still doing it after all these years is still just an amazing thing. Sometimes I have to pinch myself and to believe that it's happening, because I'm your average guy, man. That's who I am. Nobody special. Nobody who was pushed and told that this is a direction that I should go. Nobody ever said that to me. And yet here I am. So I guess what I would say to everybody is that, you know, you never know how things are going to wind up in your life. You know, most people who are involved in this kind of radio have some training, either through college or somewhere. I don't have any of that. And yet, here I am with just, you know, an open mind, excuse me, and a heart that's dedicated to people. And maybe somebody saw that it was really, and it always has been, my heart that is the reason that I'm even on the airwaves. So thank you. I don't know if I've said that, and if I haven't said it enough, to all of you who listen and who think that there's some value in what I have to say. Well, let's get busy. I got a lot to talk about today. You know, I'm flying solo. for the entire 3 hours. And got a lot to talk about. Listen, here's a tragic story, Connor. Let me ask you, man, what you ever have animals when you were young?
Yeah, I did have animals when I was young.
You have a dog?
I had a couple of cats.
Yeah, a cat. So it's safe to say you're an animal lover.
Yeah, I like animals.
Here's a tragic story, man, out of Mississippi. And, you know, I've never had any animals. Never. But I do understand people's connection to animals. You know, never had a dog, never had a cat. Never had a bird. And especially never had a rat that I wanted to have. You know, I never understood the people's affinity to pet rats, right?
I didn't even know. Hamsters. But,
well, a hamster to me is like a rat. You know?
Oh, hamsters are cute. They're cute.
Yeah, I know. But
they have little beady eyes.
Do you understand the pet rat thing?
No. Is that a reference to Ben?
Yeah, man. Yeah, but, I mean, a pet rat, right? Of all the pets to have.
Nah.
A rat, you know. But anyway, man, here's a tragic story out of Mississippi, man. Dad dies while trying to save family's dogs and 8 puppies from a burning home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this guy woke up yesterday morning, early yesterday morning, knew the house was on fire, was able to get his wife and his adult daughter out of the house. He saved their lives while the fire was raging, got them out, got himself out. But then he realized the dogs were still in the house. He went back into the house, was overcome by smoke, and died trying to save the dogs. Now.
That's so sad.
Well, no question. Tragic.
Yeah.
Tragic story. But I don't know, man. And that's why I'm asking the question. If you were an animal lover, you know, our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Man, to give your life up for other human beings, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But for dogs, I don't get that.
Hmm.
Do you?
I mean, yeah, I can understand it. Especially if, you know, someone's dog has been their lifelong companion. I mean, I think, but I mean,
do you know the way the society looks at pets?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big fan.
Pets are listed as property.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the continued forced domestication of animals. Like personally, it's difficult because, you know, you can have an appreciation for animals, you can love animals, but then you can also recognize that, like, you know, this animal exists as a consequence of breeding over, you know, over a significant period of time. So it's like, it's difficult because that love is still there. Cause, and, you know, animals like are, you know, they're a part of nature and they, and, you know, we're animals to some extent, you know, but it's just like, okay, well, you have to be able to recognize, you know, separate the two, you know, when it comes to issues like this. And personally for me, right?
Man. I'm just saying, giving your life for your fellow man, I understand that. You know, am I willing to give my life for my loved ones, my wife, children? Yes, I am. But for a dog?
Yeah.
And I know, you know, and I know people love their dogs. But a dog is not a human being.
Yeah, I mean, but I think some people just are, you know, are willing to,
have
that compassion and are willing to go that far for things. And I think some people aren't. And there really isn't, you know, any, I think it's commendable that some people do, you know, but there isn't any, like, any judgment on people that do or don't.
No, man. I don't think that is not, you know, commendable and all and laudable and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But now his family is without him.
That's true.
You know, again, I know that I'm bucking against the trend and rowing upstream when I talk about dogs. You know, dogs are man's best friend, you hear people say. And there are people who live by that creed. And this poor guy, you know, lived that. Because he ran into a burning house. I've heard people running into burning houses to save human beings. But he ran into the house to save the 10 dogs. And while the house was in flames, he saw and he knew because he got his wife and his daughter out while the house was in flames. But he ran right there into the flames and perished. I was just trying to get people's perspectives on that, especially for animal lovers. Because I couldn't see it, right? And I, again, it's not that I'm not an animal lover. There's a reason why animals are here. And the creator of all of this put them here for a reason. And it's understandable how people can love those things, meaning pets, and I apologize for referring to them as things, but they're pets, and but that's what pets are. They're pets, and wow, you know, this poor guy and his family, 56 years old, perished in this horrible fire, trying to save 10 dogs. We've got to go to a break. Tom, I see you. Come to you on the other side. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marquesan and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for isolated rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 38. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 31. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 35. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, before we went to break, I was talking about a tragic story that occurred in Mississippi where a poor soul woke up in early in the morning and found his house full ablaze. And he was able to save his adult daughter and his wife. And he realized at that point in time that ten dogs, were trapped in the house. And he then went back in this house full of blaze and wound up losing his life trying to save the dogs. And I was just, you know, asking, you know, many of you in the audience, your thoughts on that. And so, you know, we'll go to the phone lines. Tom from LA, good morning to you, man. How you doing?
Well, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. As far as this goes, you know, I was thinking first it was just one dog. And I was thinking, you know, what a true, quote-unquote man that probably was doing it for his family, where it wasn't just for the dog, but it was actually for, you know, his daughter or what have you, where he sacrificed because, you know, that dog meant so much to her or something like that. But 10 dogs, that almost sounds like a kennel. I mean, it's like a business thing there because That's crazy having that dogs.
It's a rural area, so you know, I guess you know that's not so uncommon in rural areas in the South.
Right, right. I applaud him in terms of.
Hey man, he gave his life.
That much of his dog.
He gave his life.
But did he give the life for the actual dogs, or did he give it for his family because the family loved the dogs? I'm sure he loved his dogs too. But you know what I'm saying?
Tom, it's semantics, but I would say this: if you asked this family if they would rather have their father or the dogs, they will unequivocally say their father.
And obviously. I'm just saying, instinctually, though, as an example, if it's like I said, and at least in the way I was understanding the story, it was that, you know, let's say it was the daughter's dog or you know, something
well,
like that.
And the daughter was an adult.
Okay. So, and the dad ran back ending.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I have to know more about the complete story, I guess, in terms of, you know, even the family background and stuff like that to I guess, answer on it. But
so I guess the question becomes, Tom, you're an avid animal lover? Yeah, because you're from
absolutely. Yeah, I don't need animals. I don't need animals, so yeah.
You don't need animals?
No, I don't eat animals at all.
Right. So you...
And I do think the way that we treat animals... is a good reflection of how it is that we treat our fellow human being.
Yeah. You know, I get that.
But would I run back in to get my dogs? Probably.
Yeah. So you understand it. You understand it.
I get it on an instinctual level. Again, I don't know if I could round up 10 dogs. That sounds like a lot of dogs to round up and you know, I probably would run in for one or two, you know. I mean in terms of trying to get out as many as I possibly could, but I guess it's not really a thought.
It was instinctual, man. You know, no question whatsoever, especially
and I'm
after
sure the family regrets it, but at the same time, what a courageous guy.
Well, he especially after he got his wife and his daughter out, you know.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and to go back in, you know, and again in a house that was full of blaze. Right.
Yep.
We're not talking about hadn't yet, you know, completely been engulfed. It was engulfed in the blaze when he went in. So yeah, he was different kind of guy. I don't think that would have been me. But you know, it takes all kinds.
Never know, Earl. If you were instinctual, though, you might have.
Hey Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A New Mexico Republican who lost a bid for office is under arrest after police say he hired hitmen to shoot up the homes of Democratic lawmakers, Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller.
This was about a right-wing radical, an election denier, and someone who did the worst imaginable thing you can do when you have a political disagreement, which is turn that to violence.
No one was injured. Stormy weather finally moving out, but the danger remains in waterlogged California. CBS's Chris Van Cleve in Ojai.
One community here
operator saw its only road blocked by a mudslide. The sheriff's department had to fly people out via helicopter. And the county says it could be months before that road is usable again.
The family of a black man who died 3 days after a confrontation with police in Memphis is demanding answers. Their attorney is Benjamin Crump.
The truth is going to come out. If you have nothing to hide, why not release the video?
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. A grassroots group wants a pledge that no abortions in Milwaukee will be prosecuted. Reproductive Justice Action is demanding DA John Chisholm sign a pledge ensuring the safety of residents and healthcare providers in his district. They're holding a press conference and rally tomorrow outside the Milwaukee County Safety Building. They're also asking Chisholm to work with Attorney General Josh Call to repeal Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban, which went into effect last summer after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Promising news if you drink water in Wausau. A new water treatment plant in the city is successfully removing PFAS from the city's drinking water. The plant came online last month with a filtration system that pulls the forever chemicals out of the water. Long-term exposure to PFAS has been linked to an increased risk of some cancers. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, here's another thing I don't understand. The Republicans are talking about, you know, gutting the IRS. And I understand why the wealthy want the IRS, you know, neutered. But I don't understand why the average American and the average taxpayer wants to see the IRS, you know, basically put to rest. And it's similar to the same thoughts with people who want to see the FBI shut down. Now, as an average person, me, and knowing the importance of government, it would be nonsensical for me, an average person, to say, I don't want the IRS around. We need to get rid of the IRS. Because the bottom line is, without that entity, to expect somehow people to be honest when it comes to paying the taxes that are used and needed to run government, it would never happen. To somehow trust people that, you know, they're going to make sure that their taxes are paid and that it would be up to them to, you know, every week, those of us who work a job, you know, take the money out of our checks and pay the government, it's not going to happen. So as my co-host on Monday and Friday, Sandy Williams, always says, you know, when you work for people, the taxes are withheld from your checks. So the average people don't have a chance to be trusted on whether or not we are going to pay our taxes, which is part of our responsibility and duties as an American citizen. You can't talk about, you know, the flag and the Constitution and all of those things and then say, I don't want to pay taxes. You know, how is that possible? You know, and I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. Oh, okay. Because part of the duty and responsibility of that is making sure that the nation has the resources necessary to run it. Can't run this nation without resources. So to somehow trust people to pay their taxes and to be righteous with the paying of taxes is foolhardy at best. And yet, you are hearing Republicans on a national level, on state levels, wanting to do everything within their power to discontinue the collection of taxes to make sure that the nation that they claim to love and the flag that they claim to love are relevant. I pay my taxes. I do. Now, I don't make a lot of money. But there's a percentage of what I make that always goes to the government. I don't begrudge that. Somehow, the schools have to be funded. Somehow, garbage collection has to be funded. Somehow, taking care of the roads have to be funded. Who's going to do that? Where is that going to come from? It has to be supported financially. Police that you claim to love. Fire that you claim to love. Where are the resources going to come from? In a society, that's where it comes from. Government is responsible for those things. I don't care how much money you have. But we are dealing with a mentality that says people who have, you know, all the gold, they rule. That old axiom is still in the society, always has been, and all of us will go to our graves with that kind of mentality that the people who have the most money, somehow their lives have more value than the rest of us. I don't understand that. So the Republicans are pushing, we don't want a new IRS people who can check and make sure that people are paying their fair share. Why wouldn't you want that? I do. I don't have any problem whatsoever with the addition of 93,000 additional IRS workers. Because I pay my taxes. And you should feel the same way. Why do average Americans support the wealthy who are really the target of this? And they're the target of it because they haven't been paying their fair share. Why are you opposed to that, an average American citizen? I don't understand it. I never will. Well, you know, it's a conservative thing, and I'm a conservative, and that's what we believe. You may be a conservative, but you're not one of those that is, you know, living well. I mean, really well, you know. Multi-millionaires and the loopholes that are in place by the very same people who don't want there to be new IRS agents. Because some of us are aware of the loopholes, and we know that the wealthy don't pay taxes. And we all know that. Question is, why? Why should you, as a wealthy person, be able to get away, as Donald Trump said? Well, there are, you know, I just take advantage of the rules, and the rules are set up in a manner that the people who have the money, for the most part, don't pay their fair share of taxes. Listen, I want to see more IRS agents. I do. And you should want to see it too, if you're the average Joe. But what happens when the average Joe gets it twisted and becomes a puppet and does not think for themselves? Because you can't be thinking for yourself if you are one of those parrots who says, we don't need any additional IRS agents. Hey, man, because all of our lives are affected by this, one way or the other. So whether you are going to be on the side of wanting to have a better life, those of us who are average everyday Joes, we don't have the luxury of having additional resources. In our neighborhoods and in our communities, we need to all do our fair share to make sure that in our communities, the garbage is picked up, the schools are funded, the roads are repaired, the safety, police, and fire. You know what I mean? Those things come from property, I mean, from taxes. And yet, you know, there's this continued push by people on the right. I have yet to hear anybody on the left. So people always say to me, hey, Earl, why are you always talking about the conservatives and the Republicans? When I hear Democrats saying, hey, we don't need additional IRS agents, guess what? I'll be talking about them when it comes to this, the IRS, and people wanting to gut it. Because it makes no sense. And if you are supporting that, the only reason and rationale that the average person could be supporting that is political. And maybe you just don't understand. I'm starting to come to the belief that many people who call themselves conservatives just don't know any better. You know, you can't know any better. Because, and again, to support this kind of politics doesn't benefit you and your family. It benefits wealthy people that you don't know who could care less about you. They don't care about you. Why would they care about you? But you care about them. You know, a guy's worth $10 million. And you fight for the guy worth $10 million because in your mind you somehow believe one day you're going to be worth $10 million. Do I begrudge people who have a lot of money? No. I don't begrudge people who have a lot of money. But I begrudge people who don't pay their fair share. Just the bottom line. And you should too. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Our government doesn't have the resources that it needs to keep moving forward. And I always maintain that my generation has to fix this before we're gone. Because we created it. It's not fair and proper that Connor's generation should have to pay for the debt that we created. So let's fix it. Okay? Let's charge the people right now who have all the resources that they have to pay their fair share, and we can get this taken care of. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Hey, Eric, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hello, Earl. Good morning. Earl Connor? Pretty well. I just was stepping out of Sam's Club and doing some business end-of-year stuff, and I just caught this because I wasn't really listening. Obviously, just turned it on. And I've got to say this. People that are kind of standing there saying, well, the IRS doesn't need more money, more agents, probably get W-2s and yes. File the W-2s and never really deal with the IRS and don't understand. But as someone who's dealt with small business things over the last 20 years or so, the IRS is a mess. I mean, I had tax returns that literally went to Kansas City and sat in a truck for months.
So, Eric,
I had to send a second tax return. Eric, I got you. You're going on hold.
Yeah, you want to hang on?
I'll hang on. Thanks.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Let the music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for isolated rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 38. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 31. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 35. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It has been brought to my attention that we are now being heard in Green Bay. And so I'm excited about that. And welcome Green Bay as a part of the listening audience of to the Earl Ingram Show. Let's go back to the phone lines and Eric. But Eric, I was talking about the gutting of the IRS and the fact that who does that benefit other than the wealthy? And yet the average Joes like you and I, there are people who agree that we need to pare down the IRS. Well, that's a ridiculous thought. And the only people who really benefit by the IRS being pared down is the wealthy. So why would the average person like you and I support that?
Well, I can see where it's just painted as the same thing as, you know, wasteful government spending. Remember, they campaign on the idea that the government doesn't work, and then they get into office and prove their theory right. You know, that's their whole MO is to so that we can further strip money from the government and hand it to their privatized friends. But really, I think, again, it benefits the wealthy. The only person I've heard of in the last 15 years that's under any kind of an audit is the former president.
I don't think
there's another person in the country that is allegedly being audited because the IRS doesn't have the time, money, or resources to audit people. I know that running small North Carolina companies for the last 15, 20 years, I was audited by the unemployment insurance people. I was audited by workers' comp insurance. Those are state agencies. The IRS has barely even responded. I mean, I know people personally, and this is all anecdotal, but I know personally people that tried to contact the IRS for literally all of 2021 regarding 2020 and never got a live person.
Well, that's
and anybody that dealt with it had.
Well, you know, Eric, that's because
all this money.
That's because, and I forgot how many years ago the IRS's budget was cut by Republicans. And
sure, yeah, and it's been stripped. And 2020 was a nightmare on top of it. It was just a nightmare tax year. And that's where, you know, normally if it was a healthy agency, they would have gone and trained and hired 25,000 new people then to try and catch up.
Right.
But they couldn't because they were still riding on the Trump budgets and they weren't going to give them any more money. So then the Democratic administration comes in, recognizes the problem, and goes to fix it. And then the Republicans and the right politicize it, make it sound like it's just a waste of money and it's the new Democratic hoax.
Well,
because they're hearing from their masters that they don't like the IRS being able to audit them.
Well, the first thing out of the new speaker's mouth, Kevin McCarthy, was, we're not going to get the 93,000 agents that the IRS is looking for. First thing out of his mouth. Come on, man. Come on.
As if the Senate's going to pass any bill that they pass that does that. The Senate's not going to touch that bill.
Yeah, I know. It's not.
So it's all political talk.
Well, I know it's political talk, but my point is the fact that he made the statement should make people rise up and talk about just how nuts that way.
Well, he needed something to try and act as if he's doing something, they're going to do something this 2-year session.
Trust me.
I'm not arguing with you, Earl. I'm just kind of making fun of Kevin McCarthy,
Eric,
and what he has to say.
Eric, I know. I mean, you and I on the same page. I just don't understand why more of the average Joes don't speak out in opposition to that kind of talk. Because that kind of
talk, I believe, too, Yeah, go ahead.
No, finish your point.
Well, I was just going to say that I think, you know, again, you know, whatever percentage, I'm sure the vast majority of people receive a W-2 and electronically file their taxes and probably and get, you know, pretty quick returns.
Right.
It's the business returns and then there's private, there's personal returns based on business returns that have to go back and refer to the business returns and all that stuff that's got to be taking up all the IRS's time and energy. And those are exactly the people that do not want IRS agents being hired.
Well, that's exactly 100% correct, my friend. And, you know, it doesn't matter because the American people in many instances just don't understand, right? I mean, they clearly do not understand what this is about. Many of them, because they've been led to believe that what is taking place in this society and what is taking place is that the wealthy is being soaked. Well, they pay all the taxes is what you hear, right? You hear that the wealthy is paying all the taxes.
Sure.
And well, they're paying a higher percentage of the taxes. So, if you're making the most money, you're going to pay a higher percentage of the taxes. But
all the revenue that's being generated by their workers.
Well, yes. And so they've got it twisted because yes, that business, the really multi-billion dollar business guys pay a lot of taxes, but they don't pay their fair share on what they're bringing in. I don't care if it is a lot. They're not paying.
No, because once they get down, when you get your business taxes, you have all of the different write-offs and subsidies and all the things that corporations can do that when in my own personal experience, I was not privy to many of these things until I opened up a limited liability company and realized that the fix was in for business and the wealthy. You know, once you get behind that curtain and you start to see how the taxes are handled and how they're translated into personal taxes and the tax breaks that you receive and things like that, you really do begin to understand how it's fixed. It's all fixed for the businesses and the wealthy.
And you know what, Eric? The average American knows nothing about any of that. And so that's why I don't understand. You know,
and they really shouldn't have to because it is pretty complex stuff. But the worst part right now is that with the House being turned over to the Republicans, the both sidesism of the for-profit media is now going to play into the hands of the Republicans and whatever they're going to be out there saying every single day and jumping on that pulpit. And that's going to cost us 2 years of progress that we could have made if we would have had a better House situation right now.
Hey, Eric. Great stuff as always. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening.
Earl.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Yeah, yeah.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. That's wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
the devil's advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You could nominate your D-bag of the year. Got a nominee for us?
There were so many of them, as we can tell. I had to go with the ranked choice system. Okay?
I like the way you think, Rico. Okay. What else you got?
Rojo.
You know, listener poll. I think this nominee for D-bag of the year pretty much sums it up.
Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also on our website. Go to civicmedia.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.